Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 102. He intercedes. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Romans 8:26. Let that settle for just a moment. Because Paul is not describing someone who has it all together. He is describing you right now. The you who wakes up carrying something heavy and doesn't quite know what to call it. The you who kneels down and goes quiet because the words just won't come. And the text does not call that a failure. It doesn't say, pray better. It doesn't say be stronger. It says the Spirit helps you right here in the weakness, in the silence, in the stumbling. Think about what that means. The Spirit does not wait for you to organize your thoughts. He does not wait for you to find the right language. He is not standing outside waiting for you to pass some test of perfect prayer. He is inside you, and he is already praying. While you grope for words, there is an intercession happening at a depth that goes beyond any human language. Groanings too deep for words, the text chooses that phrase on purpose, because there are things in your soul that are too real to fit inside words, and that is precisely where the Spirit moves. Not knowing how to pray is not a lack of faith. It is the human condition, and Paul names it plainly without embarrassment. You are in good company, the company of everyone who has ever been honest before God. And there is more. God is not grading your grammar. He is not weighing your eloquence or scoring your structure. He searches the heart. What you cannot say, the nameless ache, the shapeless fear, the hope that barely dares to exist, he has already understood. Before you open your mouth, before the silence even begins. And the Spirit who intercedes for you does not intercede blindly. He intercedes according to the will of God. That is extraordinary. Your weakest, most broken prayers arrive at the throne already tuned, not as you sent them, halting, incomplete, unsure of what to ask, but shaped, aligned, made whole. The Spirit is the translator between your weakness and the Father's heart. Your weakest prayer carries a perfect one inside it. So today, before breakfast, before the noise of the day gets going, sit down. Be still before God for 2 minutes. You don't need words. Bring the burden you cannot name. You know the one. You've been carrying it a while. And just stay. Let the Spirit pray. 2 minutes. That's it. That's not a small thing. That is you making room for the Spirit to do what only He can do. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.